You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. A pretty risque tune from Sandy Williams.
Well, it turns out that these songs tend to be centered around relationships that are a little different than yours and mine, but oh well.
Yeah, right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. This is the swan song for Sandy Williams and I on at this time in this studio and on this radio station. We're going to be doing podcasts in the near future, so we'll make sure you get all the information. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Ann. Ann, you're up first. Your thoughts about, you know, what we've been talking about this morning, you know, just where we're headed.
Yeah, Earl, Sandy, thank you, first of all. There is only two choices for Republicans right now, oligarchy or freedom. And you know what? Those Republicans that want to change their mind and join us, we'd be happy to have them on our team. The people that scare me are the people that are still standing by Trump. You know, these people have never been in a team sport before. We're all in this together. They're playing individual and think one person can solve all these problems. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to be in bad shambles if you don't join our team. So that's all I have to say, Earl and Sandy. Thank you so much.
Hey, and thank you very much, Sandy. She is right that you just wonder how people can think that one guy,
we talk about running the company, or the conservatives talk about running the country like a company. Well, any big corporation that hires a CEO, the way the board of directors tests the CEO is to see what sort of a team the CEO assembles and how much he looks to that team to use their separate expertise, their various forms of expertise, to make sure the company does as well as possible. And here we have a federal leader, the president, who eschews advice from anyone and who is micromanaging every department and every agency. And the notion is that the White House will micromanage the country. You know, any CEO who tried to micromanage a major corporation would have a tenure in office as CEO of about 6 months. And so, you know, people ought to be horrified by what they're seeing. We ought not to be willing to turn the reins of power in this country and the control of this country over to a single individual, regardless of the merits of that particular individual.
All right, let's go to Mary. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for this opportunity. So my focus this morning is to call people's attention to an important event today, pro-democracy. Call Let Freedom Ring, a national bell ringing for democracy. The link is letfreedomring.live, 5 p.m. today, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's this 250th anniversary of the lighting of lanterns at Boston's old North Church that signaled the start of Paul Revere's ride, and churches throughout the area rang their bells of warning. We're going to be hearing bells throughout the nation today. So if you're connected with a church, let them know and do click on this link, letfreedomring.live, and have your bell handy to ring. Got to focus on the positive.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much. Yeah, as always, you always, you know, wake people up to those kind of things. Sandy, you know, she talked about
Paul. I had my bell rung a couple of times in high school, but
hey,
it didn't do much good.
Sandy, she talked about Paul Revere. Yeah. And going back to, I mean, you have to go back to the founding of this nation and what they thought the founding fathers, what they would, all this conversation, conservatives always talking about what the founding fathers would be saying, and this is what the founding fathers, what do they think the founding fathers would say about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Well, this is, Donald Trump is the very nature of a president that the founding fathers worried about. It's the reason why the founding fathers had separation of power. They tried to foresee how it is they could set up a government that would not allow authoritarianism to come into existence. And now we have a whole political movement that's designed to install authoritarianism. You know, the Republican Party brought the leader of Viktor Orban, the leader of Hungary, over, and the Heritage Foundation described Viktor Orban as the sort of leader that they found should be the lead of a sound conservative movement in a country. Viktor Orban took a democracy, Hungary, and turned it into an authoritarian government, It's horrifying that people would erect Viktor Orban as the paradigm example of what they want to have as a president for the United States.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Charles, you're up next. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Sandy, if I could just push back on your comment about Elon Musk not being allowed to come in a country because he's from South Africa. He would be allowed because he's white. I have yet to see a blonde hair, blue eyed person in cuffs because of the whole protest against what Israel has been doing to the people of Palestine. I don't think we'll ever see a white person arrested because of their protest, except for Democratic ones, and that's protesting against what him and Musk are doing.
Well, I do think you make a good point. I think that if we looked at the students whose visas were being revoked, student visas were being revoked, I think we'd find out that it was a remarkably an ethnic, it bore an ethnicity which was not Western European in all likelihood. I think you're probably right.
Hey, Charles. Go ahead. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call, Charles. Go ahead, Sandy. You want to respond?
No. I just think that, again, I think he points out something which is embedded in this whole nature of what Donald Trump wants to do to American society. And I think one of the things he wants to do by constantly talking about DEI, I think the DEI is a dog whistle for a race. And, you know, the talk of erasing DEI from every place is the notion of erasing efforts to diversify any place that includes racial diversity. And racial diversity doesn't per se mean mediocrity, doesn't per se mean incompetence, but that's what Donald Trump has tried to say, which has embedded in it, I think, the ultimate sort of racism, the ultimate sort of misogyny. When they had the accident, the airplane accident in Washington, right, and he immediately described the air controllers as being the result of DEI and therefore an incompetent, was, I think, to say it all.
All right, Tom from L.A., you're up next.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, we must get all money out of politics. Sandy, I want to thank you for showing us when you filled in for Earl one time, your $16,000 for health care, $16,000 child care, $16,000 mortgage or rent, and $16,000 taxes. because it really does bring it home in terms of what the average person is going through. Also, Earl, please let us know when your podcast is going to be on by emailing us or putting it on.
Well, so let me say this, Tom. The podcast will be through Civic Media, so it will it will be announced on the different Civic Media outlets.
Okay, great. And then also, I want to say during this Easter season, you know, Jesus Christ said, "I am the shepherd, and this is my flock, the sheep." And I'll tell you what, for all of these people that are authoritarian dictators and are basically taking the sheep and taking them to the slaughterhouse, I hope there's somewhere in this world or the next that they have to pay a price, because you are committing one of the gravest sins that, if you're a Christian, Jesus Christ talked about, and that was not taking advantage of the sheep. And that's exactly what has happened. These people follow Donald Trump off a cliff. They break the first commandment. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me.
Let me read this paragraph quickly. Former megachurch pastor John Pavlovitz has written a new piece on his Substack page that takes a distinctly Old Testament attitude towards supporters of President Donald Trump. In his piece, Pavlovitz makes the case that Trump supporters must be ostracized going forward due to their complicity in what he sees as the president's ruinous second-term policies. The people we love live alongside those we work and study shoulder to shoulder with, those we have invited into our hearts and homes. They are as responsible for all of this as he is, as those in his cabinets are, he writes. That's a former megachurch pastor who is saying that about, you know, the MAGAs.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we just need to realize that, you know, if you believe in a heaven, if you believe in something more after this life, you know, these people are not, they should not call themselves Christians. They follow the Old Testament. They don't follow the New Testament. That's when Christ showed up in my book.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Sandy Williams and I on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And I raise a glass for every note, for every distant dream and hope that it may find the change they seek in their mind. Silent leaves are falling beneath the winter bramblings, fall timely into November tidings. I tramble through the chesty smoke with you from the old houses, smell the brush and bramble, see the traffic lights, bid adieu to all those westward bound students, side one I used to pal with. Winter consumes this place, gentle remains its pace, and we carry on, oblivious to our swan song. And I raise a glass for every note.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Send you the music.
Yeah, that one's a swan song. I like the lyric, oblivious to our swan song. But, you know, this for the at least for the radio show, this is a swan song, so I thought I'd pick that song.
Let me do this before we go back to the phone line, Sandy. It's things like this. Trump team degrades senator and his wife with profane social media comment. And so what did the senator do, Senator Van Hollen, Sandy? What did he do? What crime did he commit that the president of the United States and his staff can be so what's the word, man? Vulgar.
Yeah. Well, it's the vulgarity is also purposeful. It's staged. It's designed to signal to his followers what it is and how much on the outside you will become if you do anything whatsoever that runs contrary to the view of the dear leader. I mean, this, people talk about sheep following him. No, this is lemmings. Lemmings are those little creatures that follow them over the cliffs of Moor,
right,
and to their death, to their peril. That's the people who are letting this happen, who are facilitating the transition of the United States from a democratic republic to an authoritarian republic, are lemmings, and they're going to fall over the cliff with the rest of us.
All right. Brendan, you're up next, man.
Well, first, let me just say how sad I am to kind of be sitting here feeling as though you've been hit with some sort of Trump authoritarian shrapnel through FCC pressure to take you off the free airwaves and put you on a podcast. I've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed you and Sandy every Friday. I'm so appreciative of your message and to be able to, share feelings with you and be able to call in. And I will listen to the podcast. But like I said, I'd really like to hear something to make me feel like that's not exactly what just happened.
So, I don't,
Well, I'm confident that's not why Civic Media has decided to move to podcasts. I think that it has to do with a notion of what the listening audiences in Wisconsin are all about. And I think Civic Media is particularly focused on non-urban Wisconsin and Tom, Dick, and Mary out there generally. So I'm not concerned that this is bowing to the pressure of the White House. I think it is responding to the new media market and the desire for podcasts.
All right, Brendan, thank you very much. Go ahead, Brendan. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thanks. I'll be following you over.
Well, thank you.
And enjoy the time with you.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you. I'm going to be heard on the different, some of the different stations anyway, but Sandy and
I do think the loss that you and I have is not being able to intersect directly with people like Brendan and find out. I mean, he's a very, very thoughtful guy who's had some very good things to add. And I think the danger of podcasts generally is the danger of media, which is that people get to pick and choose what they want to listen to, and they end up maybe having echo chamber type lifestyles. But hopefully we'll be part of something that isn't just an echo chamber.
Well, Sandy, I think that's very well said. And, for those who don't know, I'm going to be in a different capacity. My voice is still going to be heard on Civic Media, in different markets and different radio stations. So, I'm not leaving. But Sandy and I will do as great a job in our podcast. We'll actually be unencumbered, and we'll do even greater work on those podcasts. So we'll make sure that we're gonna ramp up and get it going as soon as possible. Mark from DeSac, you're up next. You say what?
Yeah, thanks so much, Earl. Yeah, the president is becoming, I think, what the anti-federalists were concerned about, that becoming more or less a monarch and having too much power. Of course, the Supreme Court actually, enabled that by their saying, he's immune from any official acts. And that's far from what the founders actually intended. I mean, they intended the president to be constrained by the law. I mean, they put that in there, that basically execute the law as part of the, falls underneath the oath. And what occurs to me is that, yes, these guys in the right, like, say, well, we got to go back what the founders thought. Well, if we go back to the Declaration of Independence preceding the Constitution, they actually made mention of imposing taxes on us without our consent. Well, tariffs are a tax, and we did not consent to have, you know, Trump impose these tariffs upon us, you know, without any kind of, you know, consent at all. I mean, that transporting people beyond the seas, I mean, that was another indictment under the Declaration of Independence. And I guess the phrase that stuck out to me because I was reading through this, that from the Declaration of Independence, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character has thus been marked by in every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. I mean, Trump.
You know, Mark, I hate to envision Trump as a prince, but your point is well taken. Thank you very much for the call. Before we go to this quick break, do your damn job. GOP senator ignites fury by saying she fears Trump retaliation. Lisa Murkowski fears Donald Trump's reprisal. Do your damn job, GOP senator ignites fury by saying she fears Trump retaliation. A United States senator says that publicly. Sandy, we'll let you respond on the other side. 855-752-4842.
Quite well known, the artist to have. Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.
Here's to you.
Oh, Sandy, my God. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Yes, it's our last show, Sandy and I, on, you know, this platform, clearly over the airwaves, radio airwaves of Civic Media. But we're going to be doing a podcast, and I guarantee you, you're going to get even more of what we are doing now. Before we go to the phone line, Sandy, this is what should be worrisome to anybody. I don't care what side of the coin you are on. A clip of Senator Lisa Murkowski, representative of Arkansas, Republican Arkansas, a senator, making the rounds on social media has ignited controversy because she admitted to feeling intimidated by threats from President Donald Trump and his supporters. In the video, Murkowski responded to a question about what she say to Americans who are worried about speaking out against Trump, and she said that we are all afraid. And then she added that I am oftentimes very anxious myself about using my voice because his retaliation is real. Sandy, that's a United States senator.
Well, of course. And, you know, she, by retaliation, I suspect she's talking not only about personal retaliation against her and her politically, but retaliation against the state of Missouri. He's already demonstrated his capacity to act capriciously against states at large who, for instance, California, a state that typically votes democratically, he's treats as a lesser place and stands in the way of federal aid to that area. I mean, this is a president who is using all the tools of his office for political and personal reasons to enhance the power of Donald Trump And we should all be very worried about it. Once again, corporations, Jamie Dimon, I'm sure Jamie Dimon was concerned about the capacity of the federal government to turn its guns on his bank, which is the second biggest bank in the United States.
Senator Murkowski, Mark on a text, may be right to be concerned. Trump may indeed activate his self-appointed brown shirts to take unofficial retribution against those Trump declares enemies of the royal pomposity. The threat of murderous
janissaries
at his disposal that the anti-federalists were concerned about with the proposed office of president may be indeed what we are seeing. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Morning, Earl and Sandy. I'm also known as Paul Harvey, Civic Media's Paul Harvey, to hear the rest of the story.
What's the rest of the story, CJ? That's a United States Senator, Republican, who said she's afraid of the president. That's not some Democrat. That's not some leftist. That's a Republican United States Senator.
Well, Senator Murkowski's from Alaska, actually.
Okay.
And
well,
she's a turncoat.
Oh.
You know, she's a rhino. She's a rhino. But here's the thing.
Earl, CJ, this is the last conversation we'll have. You know, what does it feel like
to be a
lemming? Because, you know, your notion that Senator Murkowski is worthy of being labeled something, a rhino, what? She's not someone who agrees with Donald Trump and his every move? Her votes are materially in support of what the Republican Party asks her to vote for. She simply resists on occasion. But you dismiss her.
Yes, I do. She's usually the one that doesn't stand with the Republicans. But I wanted to talk about your show. Can I talk about your show for a second?
No, you can talk about my show tomorrow. That's the date that I have set to talk about my show. So we're talking about right now the inherent dangers that
you
the person...
You everybody else that, talk that, about your show.
Hey, CJ, I'll see you later. I'll see you later. Let's go to Whistler. Whistler, good morning to you, Whistler. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. And again, I'll try and tune into your podcast, but I'm going to miss you on the open airwaves right away. And as far as Senator Murkowski goes, props to her. Props to her. They shouldn't be afraid of Trump.
You're right.
I know they are, but they shouldn't be.
Hey, Whistler, thank you very much for the call, man. You know, Sandy, you know, it really is. If you can't see, and you call him a lemming, you asked him how does it feel to be a lemming, he totally ignored it.
But, I was responding
no, Sandy,
in kind.
You were right. Because anybody who thinks it's okay for a United States senator to be afraid of the man who's in her party?
Well, he categorized her as something that was to be despised and to be disregarded, which was a rhino. And a rhino, in his mind, is someone who maybe sticks by the old Republican Party ideals but doesn't stick with Donald Trump when asked to and on every occasion. It's, you know, I've come to both like and try to understand and to be angry with people like CJ because I think he's a person who's very well intended, but he's lined up with this cult and is backing somebody, Donald Trump, who is hell-bent on destroying the Democratic Republic of the United States and turning it into an authoritarian government. And he's apparently enthused about that prospect.
Well, Sandy, that's it in a nutshell, right? I mean, you're going to side with somebody who's destroying this nation as we know it and the American people in it. And then you're proud that because you believe this is your man. And so you're going to support all of that nonsense. Just unacceptable. Let's go to Bob from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Bob. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl and Sandy. Long-time listener, second-time caller. And unfortunately, I am on CJ's side here. When it comes to civic media, you know, I love your show because I love the opposite view of what I believe in. But, you know, it's a business. So I think it comes down to numbers, and I think the population has actually seen that the stuff that you guys spew is false information. you cut me off already, didn't you?
No, you're still here, man. Go ahead.
Okay. I just hear a bunch of static. I mean, I heard Charles calling earlier spewing racist remarks about only non-whites are being kicked out of the country. Senator Murkowski, you guys got the wrong state. Yeah, you know what?
Hey, well, so if we got the wrong state, then I deserve 50 lashes for that. But the fact that you won't talk about about whether or not a United States senator should be afraid of the president of the United States is a bigger issue than me getting the state wrong. Address that, sir.
Well, number one, I want to say, I mean, I brought up racism before. You just said 50 lashes. How racist is that?
Good oh, my.
Lord.
That's not racist.
No, oh, my is right. I mean, there's a reason you guys are being removed from civic media. It's because of the misinformation.
Well, first let me say to you about, Bob, let me first say to you, I'm not being removed from civic media. You're going to hear my voice on different radio stations. So if you want to talk about false information, that's what you're spreading, right? So here's what I would say to you. Apparently you haven't listened to conservative talk radio that will not take calls from anybody other than conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you're on the line as we speak, and you weren't cut off. That
I'd be interested in understanding what information we've provided that's false. We've definitely provided opinions that you might not agree with, but I'm wondering what piece of information has ever been provided that I'm aware of that was false during our conversations? Because the difference between false information and opinions which you disagree with are like the difference between night and day.
Bring Bob back in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob?
I'm at a dead...
Hey, Bob? You're on the air, man. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey.
Oh, come on, man. You know, this is the kind of foolishness that we're talking about. Right? You call and you don't have the courage to back up what it is you're talking about. Let's go to Ali. Mike, I'll come to you after the break because I want to make sure you get some time. Hey, good morning to you, Ali. You say what?
Oh, I say first off, CJ said one time that he was on the debate team and he likes the opportunity to debate. So I think a lot of that what he says and how he acts comes from his wanting the debate floor. And
well, he wasn't very good at debating.
No, he doesn't care whether he's right or wrong. He just wants to debate, and that's his whole problem. But people who have eyes that want to see what's going on, and now we need to speak up and speak out, no matter who we are or what affiliation we are. You certainly can see what's happening to the United States of America because of Trump, and people should not be afraid to speak out, protest, because that's the change that we can each one of us make. And I hope people will do that. And I would like to know more about the bell ringing thing, if you can.
Ali, we'll make sure that I'll see what I can do to get that information out. Thank you very much. You know, Ali, that's very well said, Sandy, right? She was right on point. People should have the right to speak out, not be afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the notion that, conformity is the worst. Is the worst. Whether we all conformed to something that people thought was a paradigm or not, conformity is a horror, and that's not what we want. It's that would be a duplication of dystopian future that we don't want to live in.
Well, you notice, Sandy, we let Bob on. We gave him an opportunity to speak, and he did what most of them do. And when I say them, those are those who accuse us of saying the wrong things. We gave him an opportunity. What did he do? He dummied up. Right, 855-752-4842. Last few minutes on the Earl Ingram Show with Sandy Williams. Up next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram and Sandy Williams, you know, show here on, the Civic Media Radio Network. We certainly are going to be doing some things in the podcast area. Let's go right to the phone lines. Mike, you're up next, man.
Thank you. Hey, thanks. Happy Friday, everybody. You know, I got to tell you, it's very, very hard listening to certain calls. I'm talking referencing, you know, CJ and Mark here. You know, a president of the United States, once elected, he needs to represent all of America, not just, conservatives. We must accept the fact that the reason why we're here is because we the people stopped paying attention. And all of a sudden, you know, next thing we know, the media deregulation, unlimited money that's captured our elections. But the biggest thing for me that is worrisome is when we see an attack on our nation's capital. We see first responders and police officers in an all afternoon duke it out fight in our nation's capital, and we have to listen to people like Mark saying that we're not speaking the truth power on the Earl Ingram Show. And yet, when confronted,
about what we see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears, they never, ever accept any responsibility. They don't even answer the darn question. So my thing is this. We're seeing these people, I'll call them sheeple, turning into sacrificial lamb. We're seeing our freedoms being taken away. We're seeing a president of the United States deny any accountability. I don't care if he was, when asked during the campaign about his 2025 policies, he put his arms up. Well, I don't know anything about it. Same thing yesterday with this, sending the gentleman to El Salvador. Well, I don't know nothing about it, he says on mainstream media news. Yeah. I don't know nothing about it. You know, enough of this lying. You're allowing this group of people led by this criminal pervert to message and wag the dog, if you will.
Hey, Mike, we got you, man. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for the call.
All right.
Chad from Greenfield, you got it.
Hey, Earl and Sandy, I just stumbled upon the bad news. I just wanted to thank you guys for letting me call over the years, even with our disagreements and all that stuff. It was fun. I prefer to listen to your format just to hear a different side of you. But when you guys have, you know, the Democrats have 21% approval rating and you guys hammer the same talking points that our country, the majority of our country is against, it's just too much to overcome. And, you know, liberal talk radio is just another, civic media is another incarnation of it. It just keeps failing because you guys keep talking about points that the majority of America highly disagrees with.
Sandy, so you want to you want to respond to
Well, majority is a term he's using loosely. Less than a majority elected Donald Trump, and the polls today would suggest that majority or that vote wouldn't even be sustained today. But, we express our views. I don't know. I've come from the center most of my life and would hardly believe that I'm a leftist. But apparently the center can move. When the right moves further right, the center looks further left. And I'm afraid that's what's happened to the Republican Party at large. I'll be sorry the show's ended. In terms of my involvement, I've really much appreciated it, Earl, in terms of the capacity to be on the show, talk to you. Your insights are kind of remarkable, I think, and we've had a good deal of fun.
You know, Sandy, You and I are going to, as I stated before, I don't know what other podcasts are, but we're certainly not going to be going by and what other podcasts are. And just like we've done the radio show, we're not going to be limited on the things we talk about and the things that we discuss. I'm excited about this opportunity that you and I are going to have. And we just want to make sure that people in this listening audience know that they can get more of Sandy and Earl as we open up a new chapter. We're not silenced, okay? And the last time I checked, I think Sandy podcast can reach a lot further than terrestrial radio. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm enthused about where we're going to and what we're going to talk about, which I think is going to be matters that are not very partisan and much more related to what it is that Tom, Dick, and Mary worry about and think about.
And you will be hearing more from us soon. Sandy, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
Yep.
Thank everybody who made the show go Monday. Again, it's going to be all callers. You have an opportunity to speak unencumbered, uninterrupted. To talk about what the show meant to you. See you guys on Monday. How can I hurt when holding you?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.